Steve Gruber is America's voice.
As I mentioned, it is September the 20th, and my next guest had the opportunity to go to Area 51 and join thousands of others on the raid planned for today. By the way, people are gathering there at Area 51, that UFO raid. I hope they don't do it, because lethal force is authorized. Apparently, there's people lining up, trailers and people and all, bunch of hoopla. My next guest decided not to go to Area 51. He decided to come here, which is pretty similar some days, just to talk to me, which is fine. Congressman Tim Walberg here from Michigan's 7th Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back. I think I wondered where you were going on that one.
I'm sorry you had to cancel your plans at Area 51 just to join me, but I appreciate it. I do.
Sometimes I think I'm in Area 51 right here in D.C.
Well, you're not that far off. And I'm serious about this. You got thousands of people turning out, and I don't know what these people are like. Kooks, I would think, a little bit. Don't go across the line. I mean, lethal force is authorized, and good Lord. I hope they're just doing it in good fun and don't have some serious idea of going into the base, because that would be, well, it'd be ugly, wouldn't it?
It sure would be. It's interesting what people get fixated on.
Yeah.
In the world today, but we have better things.
Social media frenzy is what that is. So here I am reading yesterday about your efforts to dig deeper into the, as it's described, widespread brazen lawbreaking at the United Auto Workers. Of course, this the United Auto Workers and leadership there being probed, Gary Jones, the president of the UAW, being probed along with others for misappropriation of funds, fraud, using money that was paid by union members in dues for lavish parties and luxuries and extravagances. What are we looking at, sir, and what have you initiated?
Well, we, Virginia Fox, my former chairman of the House Ed and Labor Committee, who's now ranking member, and myself, I chaired two of the labor committees over the course of time, serving on that committee as well, and ranking member on the Health, Employment, Labor, and Pensions subcommittee right now. We sent a letter to our chairman, Representative Bobby Scott from Virginia, a good guy, a good friend of mine, but saying, listen, Bobby, we need to consider having a hearing to probe a little deeper into what's going on in the United Auto Workers leadership. And again, I would jump right up now and say, just because Republicans are questioning this doesn't mean we're opposed to unions. That sometimes is a dog whistle type thing. Republican unions in opposition. No, I was a union member at the United Steel Workers Union membership when I worked at the steel mills. I saw what unions could do in a positive way for me, for my working conditions, my wages, etc. But when you have a state like Michigan that is a right to work state, people don't have to join the union, but choose to voluntarily join the union. They should expect that their leadership uses those dues, hard-earned dues, appropriately and represents them well.
Well, yeah.
And what's happening now concerns me and Vox and probably a lot of others, that a strike is called at a time when, in most cases, union wages are higher than the average. When the economy is going strong, General Motors has bounced back after being bankrupt. And now to call it, is that a smokescreen to cover up what's going on with the scandal?
Well, you're not the first to ask that question, that's for sure. I'm a former member of the United Auto Workers Union, just so we're clear about that. And the union was not bad to me in any way. I have no ill will towards the UAW at all. My concern, I'm going to pull a little bit from the Detroit News article here. UAW President Gary Jones and his predecessor, Dennis Williams, both implicated in this federal investigation. Investigators allege the two are part of a multi-year conspiracy that involves misusing member dues, squandering them on poolside villa rentals in Palm Springs, plenty of booze, cigars, hundreds of rounds of golf, and spending sprees at pro shops. I mean, this is just part of what they've uncovered. And, of course, as you know, the FBI raided the homes of both Dennis Williams and Gary Jones. So there's a lot here, it appears.
Yeah. And this is not an attack on the union. If anything, it could be considered attack on wrongdoing within the top union leadership. And I think Congress does have oversight responsibility since we passed the laws that govern the way management and union leadership work together and care for union rank and file. The union rank and file are going about their work day by day, building cars that they hope the consumers will purchase. The need for the consumer to understand they're getting the best bang for their buck. They don't want to think, and certainly the union membership shouldn't worry that these dues are being used for self-aggrandizement and pleasure of union leadership at the expense of all concerned. And that's what we ought to look into. And we're not asking for a full-blown Mueller investigation, but we're asking for a transparency hearing. If we see a need to move further, then we should. But for this point in time, I think we ought to take a look at it. We ought to make sure that this isn't, again, just a smokescreen to cover up. The strike is just a smokescreen to cover up something that's going on wrong.
Well, the language you put out there, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District here with us on the program, your language got stronger in what you and Fox wrote. Since 2017, federal investigators have uncovered more than a decade of rampant corruption among the senior ranks of the UAW, which has included money laundering, tax fraud, bribery, and embezzling the workers' hard-earned union dues for personal extravagances and expenses. I mean, that's pretty damning language, Congressman.
Well, it certainly is, and that's why we think we ought to take a look at it. We've looked at other things. We've had Facebook and Google, and we've had Big Pharma in front of us over time when we thought something was going wrong there. Many cases there were, and sometimes that's the type of light of day that a congressional hearing can bring and cause individuals back in society, citizens, taxpayers, to wake up and ask further questions themselves.
So
and
let me ask you this. Let me,
because
I got to weigh in. There is a political component here. Like you said, you'll be accused of going after the unions, and if the Democrats don't do it, they might be accused of pandering to the unions, because let's be honest, one of the reasons Donald Trump won in 2016 in Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin was that union workers, rank and file union workers, went to Donald Trump and pulled the lever for him to be president. That's one of the large reasons. So if Democrats don't open a hearing, is it because they're afraid to stir that pot and upset their union supporters?
Well, I could allege that. And I think there could be evidence that they are, it's payback time. We're not going to bring this up, but I'm not going to say that. And I hope to have a conversation with Bobby Scott even today before we head back to our districts for the weekend to see what his thoughts are now that he's had a chance to read the letter. But I think it's important for us to do. And no, this is not an attack on unions at all. At all, and I've been asked questions in interviews since yesterday. Would you think that government ought to get in as a mediator on the strike? And I've said no. This is a legal strike. This is an arrangement put in place legally by General Motors and the UAW. And oh, by the way, we're not getting some things done here in Congress that we ought to get done, let alone take on trying to mediate a strike that's going on, trying to settle.
Got to leave it right there, Congressman. And we're going to follow this closely. It's a big question you've asked, Congressman Tim Walberg from Michigan 7th Congressional District. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, sir.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The current no-fault legislation is a sellout to Michigan citizens and a total gift to the insurance company. As healthcare benefits are diminished from the current reform, healthcare providers, hospital workers, and care providers across Michigan are in jeopardy of losing their businesses, jobs, and livelihood as a result of the reduction in care under the present legislation. On Wednesday, September 25th, join thousands of healthcare providers, patients, and Michigan Brain Injury Providers Council members as they march and rally from the Lansing Convention Center to the Capitol in response to their sweeping changes to Michigan no-fault insurance. There is strength in numbers. Let's work together to mitigate the damage that will result from this recently passed legislation. To register, go to cpan.us, click on the events page, and go to Michigan Auto Insurance Promise Rally. Then join us in downtown Lansing on Wednesday, September 25th. This message is brought to you by Health Partners Home Care, the Eisenhower Center, and Advent Home Medical.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.